Hello and welcome back to Mondays with Allie Mae. Today's episode is called Intention. I want to start off by telling you all an awesome story about my grandparents. It's one of my favorite stories about them. When they got married, they lived in Oregon. They started out their new life with a cute house and this awesome garden. But my grandpa's favorite part about all of that was this awesome raspberry patch that they had growing up the side of their fence. It quickly became my grandpa's pride and joy. He took such good care of it. When he would pick the berries, my grandma would make raspberry pies out of them. That was like her specialty. She was super good at making pies. And so it was just their thing, and they loved it so much. But what they didn't know is that those berries had been growing through the fence into the neighbor's yard, and their neighbor had had enough. And so one day, my grandpa heard this obnoxious noise from outside. And he looked outside to see the neighbor mowing down the last of his raspberry bushes. And I don't know why he didn't just immediately storm out there, but he was furious. And he took that to his wife and he was like, oh my gosh, he's mowing down our bushes. And he was just furious. And he's like, I'm going to go beat him up. That's it. I'm so mad. And my grandma, being the smart, wise woman that she is, she took him aside and she said, no, this is what you're going to do. And she went to their fridge and she grabbed a raspberry pie that she had just made with the last of their berries. And she said, you're going to take this to our neighbor and you're going to tell him how much we appreciate him. My grandpa was like, I'm not doing that. No way. But she gave him the wife look, you know, that look. And she's like, you're going to do what I say. And so he walked over and now, this must have been frightening for the neighbor because my grandpa is not a small guy. He's 6'7", basketball player, so he was pretty fit, pretty big, and he knocked on the door, and all he said to the neighbor was, we appreciate your friendship. Here's a pie. Hands it to the neighbor and walks away. There's a lot of lessons to be learned from this story, but I think it goes especially well with this theme of intention for today's podcast. So I'm going to refer back to this pretty frequently because I think it can help us in seeing what an intention really is and how setting an intention can really allow us to act in the way that is purposeful and is in line with who we want to be. So what is an intention? I looked it up on the internet because I was just curious. I think definitions just help enlighten us so much. And so the search I did on Google said that an intention is an aim, a plan, or a purpose. There's two parts to intentions. There's our natural intentions that, like, for example, my grandpa, naturally he wants to be a good person. He wants to do those things that help people to feel loved and happy. But also, there are times when we are set off and we need to set an intention in that moment to help us be in line with our natural life intention, if that makes sense. So the intention I want to focus on today is the intention that will help us in the times when we have traumatic or triggering experiences. So this experience with the raspberry bushes was very triggering to my grandpa, and so naturally it made him act outside of the way that he naturally would. You know, naturally I'm sure he would be super kind and super generous to his neighbor, but when his neighbor did this terrible, rude thing to him, all he wanted to do was defend himself and get angry and mad. But that's not in line with who he naturally was. Pausing, taking a second, and talking it through with his wife was able to help him to figure out, okay, what is my intention here? What's actually important? And then act from that spot. Knowing where we want to go helps us to make sure that we are acting the way that we want to all the time so that we don't regret our actions and we can approach life in a more purposeful way. The reason it matters to have an intention in times of distress is so that we can make sure that we are continuing to become the people that we want to be. And we can be able to act in line with who we actually are. Being angry or stressed often makes us act in ways that we can regret. You look back and you think, man, I wish I would have done this differently, or I wish I would have thought that through a little bit more. But it's important to take that step back and figure out, okay, who do I actually want to be? And that allows us to make purposeful actions. And intention allows us to understand who we are and be more comfortable with ourselves. And so I want to talk today about how you can set an intention, kind of using those steps that my grandpa unintentionally took when he was setting an intention for dealing with this issue. So there's three things. The first one is to pause. I think this is the biggest thing. If we really want to pay attention to how we are acting, we're going to have to pause. Because especially when we're distressed, oftentimes we just explode with like emotion, anger, yelling, screaming, crying, fighting, whatever that is. It's such a like a burst of emotion from all this like pent up emotion. It just all flies out of us. But pausing allows that emotion to simmer, calm down, and then you get to choose what kind of steps you're going to take next. So pausing is number one. Number two is remembering your natural intention. Who do you actually want to be? My grandpa thought about it. He wanted to be a good neighbor. He didn't want to be the rude neighbor who got angry about everything. He decided to be the bigger person, which was in line with his natural life intention. And he took steps to carry that out, to be the good neighbor that he always intended to be. And therefore, he didn't regret the decision that he made afterwards. I always wonder if he would have acted out and gone straight outside and just like beat up the neighbor, what kind of relationship that would have been, or what kind of reputation my grandpa would have had among the rest of the neighbors. But I'm sure that his decision to pause and to consider his natural life intention allowed him to be a better neighbor and keep a good reputation and honestly help his neighbor in the long run. Him and that neighbor ended up having a great relationship, and he helped the neighbor to actually change his life around and make some better life choices than he was making at the time, which is super cool that he could have never had those experiences with that neighbor had he decided to act out. The third step in this process is to act in line with your intention. Basically a pretty simple step, but just making sure that you are keeping in line with the way that you want to be. It's always important to be evaluating how we're doing with being in line with our natural life intention. One way that I love to do this is by journaling. I like to think through my day, things that I was proud of, things that I might not have been proud of. And oftentimes I'll realize that in some moments I probably should have set a better intention, or I should have set an intention at all. I also find it interesting that when I'm journaling, I'm able to realize the places and times of day that I need to set more intentions. For example, I get really stressed in the afternoons for some reason. And while this isn't like a interaction with someone else, I tend to waste a lot of my time in the afternoons because I'm trying to avoid work that seems too hard or too much at the time. And I end up at the end of the night looking back thinking, man, I should have set a better intention for the afternoon. We should recognize those times when we do feel naturally stressed often, and practicing setting an intention in the small moments can help you to easily pause, focus on your natural intention, act through your intention, and feel like you are living in line with it throughout your life. It can become a practice for you. As you do that, You're going to learn a lot more about yourself, and you're going to start to love and appreciate yourself in a brand new way. Because not only are you trying to be the kind of person you want to be, but you're acting and showing up in that way. That's what I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week on Mondays with Allie Mae.